amigos. This is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Death Valley Diner. Gold, silver, lead, and tungsten were all found in the various canyons of Death Valley. But the greatest treasure of them all, in terms of long-range income, was the discovery of borax. This was overlooked by the two rough-looking bearded hombres who drove their burros down the Funeral Mountains, where they had been prospecting for silver.
Ah, you and your silver mine, Dutch Monroe. We walked our feet off in them mountains.
Ah, hold on, Sam Griswold. Half the money for the grubstake was mine, and I ain't complaining.
You're so dumb you don't even know enough to complain. Now we gotta go to work again to get enough money for another grubstake.
No, we don't, Sam. We've been looking for silver down in the ground. And all the time it's been out in the open. We're not gonna break our backs for another grubstake.
You are local. You expecting someone to hand it to us?
Yep, Sam, that's just what I expect. She'll hand it to us at the point of a six gun.
She will, huh? Who will?
Maud Hildebrand. Over at the old Harmony Mill Borax Works. You know, she pays them borax workers mule skinners with silver, don't she?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, we take jobs with Maud. She always needs extra help, Sam.
Dutch Monroe, you got the brain of a genius.
I agree, Sam. If Maud don't hand over that silver when we go for it, she'll be as dead as Death Valley.
And more rocks. Pancho never seen no country like this before, Cisco.
We were told before we rolled through here that Death Valley was like no place we'd ever ridden through.
Death Valley? What's the name of that place we look for, Cisco?
The old Harmony Borax Works.
Is that where they got those 20 mule teams, Cisco?
See? They have many teams of 20 mules to pull the borax and the equipment they need in and out of the valley.
Oh, Pancho drive a 6-horse each and a 8-horse each. But Pancho never drive 20 mules before. Cisco, one time before we get out of Death Valley, Pancho got to drive 20 mules.
I doubt you will ever get the chance, Pancho. Unless we stay here and take jobs with the borax company.
Oh, then we got to do that, Cisco. Please, Cisco, we take the job with the borax company just so Pancho get to drive the 20 mules.
If you are willing to go to work for it, Pancho, it must mean very much to you. All right, Chico. We will try to get jobs with the borax company.
Cisco, listen. That sounds like a train to Pancho, but there are no railroad tracks leading down into Death Valley. How they could have a train without tracks?
Santos, there is your answer, Pancho.
Madre mía, what kind of steam engine that with the big flat iron wheels? Cisco, there are only three wheels on that engine instead of four.
The front wheel must be used to steer that contraption, Chico. The steam engine is pulling two borax wagons and a water wagon. It's being used in place of a 20-mule steam.
Oh, they're not good for Pancho. Pancho not want to drive a steam wagon. Pancho want to drive 20 mules.
Madre mía, Pancho. That rig has to pass beneath the ledge over the dry riverbed.
Gee, got to go.
Look what those two mavericks on the ledge are doing.
Well, those two coyotes, they're prying those big boulders loose so they fall in the steam engine, Cisco.
We cannot reach that steam wagon in time to warn the driver. And gunshots will not be heard from this distance over the noise of the engine.
Oh, but those boulders, they kill those hombres in the steam wagon.
Come on, Pancho. Let those killers know they're being watched. Our only hope is that they will not want to commit murder before witnesses. If that does not work, the hombres on the steam wagon will be dead. Up here, come on, come on.
Them two riders hightailing it down the draw.
Yeah, Dutch, what do we do? That steam rig ain't close enough to get hit by the boulders if we start the landslide now.
Well, them two galoots are far enough away we can afford to wait a little bit.
And take a chance of getting caught, Dutch? Are you sure that payroll money's on that steam rig?
Well, why would Maud be driving that pool rig all the way to Trona and back by herself if it was?
Because all the mule skinners working for hate that rig. That could be the reason she's driving it by herself.
That's only part of the reason. You know, Gus Lemkin went with Maud, and you heard him say she was going after the payroll, didn't you?
How you gonna believe that, halfwit? He's as full of hot air as that steam engine.
Stop arguing and get this boulder to moving. When them two jayhawkers ride up, we can gun them down and blame the whole thing on them.
All right, now, come on, Sam. Help me, will you?
All right, Dutch. That big boulder's beginning to move.
All right, now, Wait! There she goes,
Bunch! Good. Now, when them two scissor bills get close, gun them down.
Of all the blasted concern things that happen. Come on, you two leather-headed groups. Help me out of this here contraption.
That is what we are trying to do, Senora.
Oh, not you worry, Senora. We'll get you out of here fast as we can. Want to just hope you're not hurt.
Huh, you take a blame sight more than a blasted landslide to hurt Maud Hildebrand. By thunder, this here iron mule's got itself all fouled up.
The important thing, Senora Hildebrand, is that you are all right.
Oh, thanks, stranger. That's what I like about Death Valley. Something always happens. Now, if this had been a live team of 20 mules, them animals would have been crushed to death. And just look at old Dinah there.
Old Dinah?
That's what I call it, steam contraption. Old Dinah. Thought up the idea myself. Use old Dinah instead of mule teams to haul these borax wagons.
Old Dinah, the steam engine.
And someday I'm going to have a whole fleet of them steam engines just like Dinah. Do away with them confounded mules altogether.
Do away with the mules altogether?
You're bad blame tootin'. You sound like them mule skinners. And in spite of them, I'll do it. I own the old Harmony Borax Works, and I'll do as I see fit.
That steam wagon is quite an invention, Senor.
Oh, it sure is. Well, that accidental landslide didn't hurt Dinah a bit.
That landslide was not an accident, Senora Hildebrand. The two mavericks who started it tried to kill you and the hombre with you.
Well, only when they see us, they got to start the landslide too soon, and that way it not come down on your head.
By thunder, you two saved my life. Hey, where's Gus Lemkin, the swamper that was riding on this rig?
Marty, I'm up here on the slope. I'm looking for some trace of the two coyotes and trying to kill him.
Oh, that slow-witted, good-natured dope. He won't find no tracks among them rocks.
Well, that's what Cisco tell him when Cisco and Pancho come to help you.
Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Si, senora.
And I, Pancho.
Thunder and Tarantia. You really the Cisco kid I heard so much about?
Si, he's Cisco and I, Pancho.
What do you know? The Cisco kid right here in Death Valley.
And I, Pancho. Pancho's here in Death Valley, too, senora.
Yes, yes, I heard about you, too, Pancho. Always tagging along after the Cisco kid, getting in his way when he's got gunfighting to do.
What, Senor Hildebrand, that not so. But Pancho, he rides stirrup to stirrup with Cisco, and Pancho pretty good with the Cisco, too, and with the fish, and with the bullwhip,
too. Yeah, I know all about that. Yes, I heard about how brave you are, Pancho. But that's for the Cisco kid.
And Pancho brave like the lion.
Sure, like a mountain lion, but turns tail when a fox terrier yaps at his heels.
Oh, come now, senora. Pancho is a brave hombre, and he fights very well also.
Oh, well, now, none of what I'm saying applies to you, Cisco.
You flatter me very much, Senora Hildebrand.
See, Pancho plenty brave. Pancho not afraid of nothing. Pancho get the chance, Pancho prove it.
What you muttering about there, Pancho?
Oh, Pancho brave as anything. If Pancho get the chance and Pancho prove it to you...
Pancho,
you...
that is no way to talk to the senora.
Well...
Especially if you want a job here.
Well, Pancho not care for no job now. Pancho not want to drive a steam wagon.
Oh, we got plenty of mule teams, Pancho. Only got one of Dinah's, yes.
Well, then Pancho take the job to drive the mules.
That just proves what I heard about you is the truth. What I've got in mind for Cisco ain't got nothing to do with them jug-headed mules. Why, Bobby'd want to drive them more than I can understand.
What job did you have in mind for me, senora?
I want you to take over the responsibility of looking after the payroll money. I'm sure the skunks who tried to kill me were after the payroll money I'm carrying.
Payroll money, huh? It adds up, senora. The two who started the landslide will go after the money again.
See, but the next time Cisco catch them...
Well, you better head, Cisco. Or the next time they may succeed, and all three of us will be dead.
Lucky for us, we weren't spotted when we started that landslide, Dutch.
Yeah, if you hadn't turned chicken after we did, Sam, we could have gunned down Cisco and Pancho.
Don't talk to me about turning chicken. You changed your mind about going after the payroll soon as you learned Cisco took the job to guard it.
We're still going to get that money. You're just going to have to change your plan. And here comes the hombre who's going to help us.
It's Gus Lemkin. How's that lame brain going to help us?
Because he don't like that steam wagon, and he'll do anything to help get rid of it. Now, shh, just let me handle it.
a blasted old steam contraption. Yeah, why didn't them old rocks just smite it in a little old pieces?
Howdy, Gus.
Yeah, howdy, Gus.
Howdy, Dutch. Howdy, Sam.
You know, Sam Griswold and me don't like that steam wagon no more than you do, Gus.
Huh? You don't? You like the mules, huh?
Yeah.
Well, so do I, by thunder.
Sure, we like mules, Gus.
You know, we like them so well, we're going to show you a way to get rid of that blasted steam contraption. So as more, will have to use 20 mule teams from now on.
Yeah, you will? Yeah. You just tell me what to do and I'll help you. I will.
Well, fine and dandy. You do what we tell you and we'll all get what we want. Yes, sir. All three of us will get just what we want.
All you got to do is to tell me. Yeah, I'll do anything to get rid of that old dyno. Anything, Dutch.
Well, we feel the same way you do about that blasted steam contraption, Gus. So does every mule skinner in this camp.
They sure do, Gus. You'll be the hero of 20 Mule Canyon.
Oh, yeah. Me the hero, huh? Gus Lampton, the hero of 20 Mule Canyon. That's me.
That's right. And all you got to do is get that payroll money that Maud brought in from the bank at Trona.
Oh, me steal the payroll money? Oh, but that ain't honest.
Well, now, wait a minute, Gus. You won't be stealing it. Now, let me explain it to you. Now, the reason we want to take that payroll money is to stop Morty from buying any more of them steam contraptions like old Dinah.
Uh-huh.
You see, she'll have to use the money she's got saved to meet the payroll.
That's right, and she won't be able to buy no more steam wagons.
We'll just hang on to the payroll money till Morty comes to her senses and sees she can't get along without 20 mule teams.
Yeah, and then we'll give her the money back, huh?
Why, sure. What else? Well, you're plenty smart, Gus. You catch on fast.
I do? Yeah, thanks.
Now, you know the Cisco Kid is guarding the payroll.
Yeah, and he's a plenty fast hombre with a six gun.
That's right. But you ain't gonna fight him. We don't want you to get hurt.
Of course not. You will outsmart him.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to outsmart him. I am. I am? How?
Well, now, you listen to me. Sam and me will drive our burros up to the 20 Mule Canyon. And then we'll start a fight among them mule skinners.
Yeah.
Knowing Cisco, well, he'll come up to see what the commotion's all about. And his partner, you know, the pastor.
Yeah.
He'll want to go with him. And you'll be able to get that money with no trouble. Now, here's our burro.
Take this here little prospector shovel of mine.
Huh? What for?
Well, if either of them don't go, hit them over the head and knock them out.
Hey, if I gotta hit Cisco on the head, he'll know about me taking the money.
Well, now, to make sure that Cisco goes with Morty, you tell her it looks like there's gonna be gunplay.
Yes, I'll let her go since she'll go with her then. As for Poncho, he's so anxious to drive a 20 mule team, he'll go along with us when you explain the whole setup to him.
Yeah, I reckon he will. Yeah, I bet he'll even help us wreck old Dinah. Well, when are we going to get the money?
Right now. Sam and me'll go over to 20 Mule Canyon, and we'll start a humdinger of a Brannigan.
Give us enough time to get it started. Then tell Morty.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. And I'll meet you by the steam wagon, and we'll wreck it.
Yeah, we'll see you later, Gus. Now, be sure to get what you go after.
Oh, you can depend on me.
Are you going to depend on him, Dutch?
You must be as dumb as he is, Sam. As soon as we get that ruckus started, you and me will come back here and get that money ourselves.
And why bother with Gus in the first place?
Well, to get Cisco and Maud out of the way and to throw the blame for the robbery and Poncho's death onto Gus after we kill both of them.
You see, Senora Morty, Pancho be able to handle a 20 mule team just as good as Pancho handle a bull whip.
Pancho, listen. The payroll money will be distributed tomorrow, and you will have plenty of time to learn about the mules then.
Yeah, and to keep this school working here, I'll teach you myself. Or Gus Lemkin can teach you. Here he comes now.
Hey, Morty, them mule skinners over on 20 Mule Canyon are all riled up, and it looks like there's going to be gunplay.
What are they angry about, Senor Gus?
Well, since they heard that Morty's going to get more of them steam contraptions, they're all threatening to quit work.
Oh, they are they? Well, I'll see about that.
A momento, Senora Morty. I would like to go along with you.
And leave that payroll money unguarded?
No, senora. Pancho will be here. I have complete confidence in him. He will guard that money with his life.
Well, all right. Once and for all, I'm going to settle with them leather-headed mill skinners. Gus, you and Pancho go inside that office. Don't let nothing happen to that payroll. Twixt the two of you, you ought to make at least one good guard.
I am depending on you, Chico.
Oh, not to worry, Cisco. Hey, come on, Senor Gus. We go inside the office.
Yeah. Oh. Marty ought to act like that about them there mules. Well, mules are a man's best friend.
Oh, Pancho, is there some way to learn that, Senor, a good lesson?
You mean about the mules, huh?
Si, si. Senor goes about the mules, and Pancho like to prove to her Pancho a plenty brave hombre, too, besides that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't right for Morty to say that both of us would make one good guard for that payroll money.
Well, if bandidos come up to steal this payroll money, Pancho fight them off with his bare fists.
Yeah.
If Pancho got to. If Pancho even shoot the guns out of their hands. Bang, bang! Pancho shoot the shovel from your hand, Senor Goss.
Oh, you did? Well, but I'm still holding the shovel, Pancho.
No, no, Senor Gus, Pancho only make believe.
Oh.
Pancho make believe you the bandido would come after the payroll money, and Pancho shoot the gun from your hand.
You mean you can shoot the gun out of a hombre's hand just like Cisco?
Oh, sure. Pancho, one tough hombre, just like the Cisco kid. Oh, but you're not a bandido. You Pancho's good amigo, so Pancho not need the gun.
No. Listen, Pancho. I know about a plan.
No, you listen, Senor Ghost. Pancho got the idea for a plan for Pancho to be brave.
Yeah? You have?
If the amigo of Pancho, like you, Senor Ghost, come in and pretend like he's going to steal the money and try to get the drop on Pancho with the gun...
Only not with the gun. I'm going to hit you on the head with a shovel.
No, you're wrong, Senor Gus. If you hit Pancho on the head with the shovel, how Pancho can be the hero?
Oh, well, you ain't supposed to be. Yeah, I'm going to be the hero. Yeah, the hero of 20 Mule Canyon.
Senor Gus, you all mixed up. First, Pancho got to shoot the gun out of the bandido's hand. Then there got to be the big fight with the fists. And Pancho saved the payroll money.
No, you're the one that's all mixed up, Pancho.
Oh,
well, how can you save the payroll money when you're going to get hit on the head, The payroll money's going to get took and saved till Morty's got some sense and decides to keep the mule.
Well, Pancho thinks you not listen, Senor Gus. Pancho not let nobody take the payroll money. That's not honest. That money belonged to Senora Morty.
Well, but we would only take it and save it for her. She'd get it back.
No, Senor Gus. Any hombre will take money is a bandido. Besides, Pancho want to only make believe someone take the money so Pancho get the chance to be brave.
Yeah. Oh, by cracky. Yeah, I reckon you're going to get that chance too, Pancho.
What you mean, Senor Gus?
Well, you've been mighty nice to me, Pancho, calling me Senor Gus, and not a saying that I'm dumb like everybody else does. So I'm going to play a joke on a couple of friends of mine and give you a chance to prove to Morty that you're brave.
See, that what Pancho want. That just what Pancho want.
Yeah, and then you got to help me figure out a way to get rid of old Dinah so that I can be the hero of 20 Mule Canyon.
Oh, Pancho do that for you, Senor Gus, and we both be heroes.
Yeah.
Lucky we listened outside the office before we busted in on them two lame brains. That Pancho's as dumb as Gus is.
Well, now that we know what they're both up to, we can walk right in and get the drop on both of them first and kill them after we take the money.
All right, Dutch, let's rush them.
Reach for the ceiling, both of you.
Oh, you're Sam. Dutch.
These are two friends I was telling you about, Pancho.
Oh, see, but you tell Pancho they're supposed to meet you over by the steam wagon.
There's been a change in plans, Pancho.
Yeah, that's right, Dutch. But how did you know about it?
They've been listening to you two half-wits the last 10 minutes outside this shack.
Listen, you Dutch Monroe, I ain't no half-wit.
You don't know how right you are, Gus. And this gun barrel over your skull proves that you ain't got nowhere.
What do you do to Senor Gus, you maverick? You, he your good amigo.
The same thing I'm going to do to you, good amigo.
So far, so good, Sam. They're both out cold. As soon as I get the money, we'll fix it to look like Gus came to rob Pancho and they killed each other.
Be the same two that started the landslide and tried to kill me, Cisco. The little one's Dutch Monroe, and the tall, skinny one is Sam Griswold.
I became suspicious of them when I saw them leave 20 Mule Canyon as soon as we got there, Senor Amon.
It's awful quiet up that office. Hey, you don't suppose Pancho will let them get away with that money?
I still have faith in Pancho. If they are in there, Pancho can handle them. You stay here, Senora. I'm going to rush through that door.
Get Pancho, Sam. He ain't knocked out. He spoiled my aim and I missed Cisco.
Right, Hunting Curtis. Now you're fighting with me.
Out of my hand. Cisco shot my gun out of my hand.
Out of my hand, too. Come on, let's get him, Sam.
I will take the fight out of you, too, before you get started. First you, Monroe. Now you, Chris, both.
Oh, cold, both of them. You should have beaten them up twice as much as you did, Cisco.
Pancho. Pancho, you are wounded.
It's only in the shoulder, Cisco. You're not hurt bad.
Why, you got yourself wounded, stopping them two sidewinders from killing us. Well, you sure are a brave hombre, Pancho.
Si, senor. That's what Pancho tell you all the time.
What happened to Senor Gus?
Oh, he get gone with by those two mavericks. He tell you all about it when he comes to. And he tell you how they plan to steal the money.
Well, we'll just let the law deal with them two skunks. They're trying to kill me and rob the payroll. And it's for you and Gus. Boy, you two can have anything in this camp you want.
Oh, Pancho take you up on that, senor. And when Senor Gus wake up, he do the same. And you're not able to use old Dino no more. And Pancho get to drive a 20-mule team. And Pancho crack the bull whip. And Pancho say to those mules, get up, mules, get up. That's what Pancho...
Oh, momento, Pancho, up, Pancho.
Hold on, there, will you, Pancho?
Slow down, mules. Pancho the hombre will drive you know that. Better now you straighten out and keep in line. Hi, mules.
Pancho.
Maybe someday, sometime, we go back to Death Valley and we visit Senor Amore and also Senor Gus, huh?
Oh, si. We will do that sometime, Pancho.
Yeah, I'd like to go back sometime. You know, Cisco, Senor Gus, he very happy now because the senor, she not used that steam wagon no more.
Oh, si. You know, she told me it cost her more to operate the steam wagon than the 20 mule teams. So, actually, you and Senor Gus did her a favor when you convinced her to stop using it.
Yeah, we do her the big favor.
Yeah.
And Cisco, Pancho also find out why a mule got such long ears.
You did? Well, then tell me, why does a mule have such long ears?
To balance his tail.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.